We're hearing from a great community member each morning, someone who has been recognised by their council as a Citizen of the Year. Joining me now for her recognition of active involvement in local sporting clubs and community groups in Victor Harbour is Young Citizen of the Year, 18-year-old Naraya Millis. She's done tons of stuff, including captaining footy teams, teaching dance to under five-year-olds and representing the Port Elliot Surf Lifesaving Club. She's on the line now. Welcome, Naraya, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it must be great to not only be nominated but also awarded with that recognition.
Yeah, it is. I was pretty chuffed when I got the call from Moira letting me know that I won. I was like, that's so cool.
Do you know who nominated you?
Yeah, one of my teachers at school nominated me because I won the Youth Citizenship Award at my school for Year 12, and then she passed on the nomination to the community, so that was really cool.
Oh, that's so lovely. And you do all sorts of different things. Tell us about the sport you're involved in.
At this stage, I'm only playing footy. I used to be heavily involved in athletics, which I've stopped now just due to, you know, I had Year 12 last year and all that, so I couldn't make the treks down at Adelaide. And I was involved with heaps of volleyball at school and heaps of sport during school, and that was pretty cool. I also did surf lifesaving for many years because I lived around Victor and Milton where, like, there's beaches everywhere. My parents got me involved in that. That was one of the compulsory sports that I had to do for so long. So that was really good. I only really stopped doing that in the last year or so. It's really pretty cool.
Invaluable skills you learn from something like that. That'll be lifelong.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Like, it's a lot of muscle memory now because I did it for so long that it just, you know, if I ever had the opportunity that I needed to, you know, use those skills, I could, which is really handy to have.
And a keen footy player, but not only a player, you captained 3 years in a row the under-17s, is that right?
Yeah, I started doing footy in Year 8 because there was a footy program at my high school and I got into that and I played down at Victor for a bit and then did South Sides and everything like that, and then I moved over to Christie's Beach Football Club and I like found my spot there, like made like really great friends that are like family now, and it's really amazing. So yeah, no, I love the leadership side of it as well. It's really good.
With me on the line now is 2022 Victor Harbour Young Citizen of the Year, Naraya Millis. Any highlights over your years so far?
My major highlight was from last year. Me and my close friend at school organised a health day for the Year 12 cohort, which was really tricky, but I'm so glad it went well. So we organised two separate, like a day for the boys and girls, and got people in such as the Sammy D Foundation, Shine SA. We got a gynecologist to come in and talk to us girls, and a company called PPEP, which is about periods and endometriosis. And the speaker who came in talked to not just the girls about it, but also the boys, so they're aware of endometriosis and how to support their partners and all that kind of stuff. So that's probably like one of my recent highlights of organising that, because it just went so smoothly and it was such a great day, and I think it's really important as well.
Yeah, what inspired you to do that?
Honestly, it was just a conversation at lunchtime with me and my friends. We found that things such as sexual health, drug and alcohol abuse, like, it's talked about, but it's not talked about in the sense of the steps to take. It's such a normality now of what's the steps to take if you do get an STI, those important things, and, you know, how to get support and almost kind of normalise those things that you're not alone in that sense, because that's one of the hardest issues is people feel uncomfortable if they were to get into drugs and alcohol or something like that, to feel alone. They don't want to feel alone. So it was really important to us that needs to be talked about, because, like, in the curriculum, it's not really like that. It's just kind of educating in the sense of just telling you what it is instead of, you know, the steps to take and, like, all that type of stuff. So we talked about it to one of our counsellors at school, and we actually found out we used it for our society and culture class. So that came in handy because we weren't falling behind in our schoolwork either. we could use it for an assignment and everything like that. So it was perfect, really.
Oh, great. And with endometriosis, I know a lot of women, it takes about 7 or 8 years to get the diagnosis. So I suppose spreading that knowledge and awareness would help a lot.
Yeah, no. And a couple of the girls in the classroom, like, they got similar symptoms and they were so unsure why their periods were the way they were. So they actually ended up going to the local gyno and having a chat with them about it to take the steps that they needed to figure out if they did have endometriosis or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So it was really good. And it was great because, you know, the girls felt really comfortable and everything like that to go and do that.
It sounds like
what the day was about.
Yeah, and it sounds like part of your philosophy is just being open and honest and educating.
Yeah,
because it's all very well, like, a lot of people, and maybe some schools are a bit guilty of, you know, put your head in the sand and try to abstain from doing certain things, but that's not the reality, is it?
No, and I guess it's hard because, you know, some teachers just might not be comfortable with that kind of stuff, which is sad, but, like, it is what it is, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's hope that it's a step forward to continuing, you know, being open and honest and just having a conversation about it, really.
Do you have any hopes, aspirations for the future, any goals?
I don't really know yet. I've got into my uni course. So I'm really chuffed to get started on that, which is a Bachelor of Criminology and Psychological Science.
Ooh.
So I'm really excited to get started on that.
What's inspired you to do that? I mean, it sounds very interesting from the get-go, but what do you like about that?
I don't really know where it kind of stemmed from. I used to watch Midsummer Murders with my grandparents when I was younger, and I always was fascinated with forensic science. And then in year 9, my school did like a criminology type class. And I found out that that forensic scientists don't find out all the information if there was like a crime or something like that. And when it comes to that, I'm so nosy. I have to know every single detail. So forensic psychology, you know, it's more the profiling side and, you know, all that type of stuff. And which I got a little taste of last year in my psychology class, and I really enjoyed the assignment, and I got a pretty good grade on it. So I was like, actually, no, this is definitely what I kind of want to do.
It sounds like you've done some great things for the community, and you have a lot more to do, and you're on a wonderful trajectory, and I think the South Coast is very lucky to have you, Nariah Millis.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome.